This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The big industrial hope in this economy right now is semiconductors, getting lots and lots of semiconductors. Because as we've been telling you, the lack of them has been slowing down production of everything from cars to computers to appliances. Ford said today, actually, that it's going to keep 5 assembly plants across North America closed for an extra 2 weeks. They're already closed. They're going to close an extra 2 weeks, including a plant that makes the F-150 pickup, Ford's biggest moneymaker. The Biden administration has been trying to raise the red flag. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo told a Senate committee yesterday that our chip supply chain is, and these are her words, a national security risk and an economic security risk. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more on that one.
Here's the issue with semiconductors. They're in everything, including military equipment, and we don't have enough of them. The U.S. dominates in designing them, but doesn't make the most advanced ones. The most cutting-edge semiconductors are made in Taiwan.
Yes, it's not mainland China, but should we rely so much on a single company to be able to manufacture these advanced chips?
Damian Ma heads the Macro Polo Institute think tank. President Biden's infrastructure package has $50 billion in it to boost the U.S. chip industry. It's a lot of money, but not in semiconductor world.
It's not going to like move the needle that much.
Stacey Razgon is a semiconductor analyst at Bernstein Research. He says, look at what the global leader, Taiwan-based TSMC, is doing.
TSMC, which is a single company, is getting ready to spend $100 billion over the next 3 years versus like $50 billion in the U.S. over, you know, multiple years for the entire U.S. semiconductor industry. I mean, it's not that big.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said that money would be matched with multiple times that amount in private spending. But Razgon says building up a U.S. manufacturing capacity needs more than money. He says you need immigration and education reform to staff a bunch of plants. And turning inward isn't the whole solution, according to Tatiana Bolton with the R Street Institute.
The answer is not completely onshoring semiconductors and every other item that we make across the world.
She says the U.S. just needs to maintain some minimum viable amount of manufacturing capacity and then go to allies.
Using our allies and partners in a network of interconnected manufacturing and production so that we are secure.
$50 billion is, she says, a start. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.